Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I have a special episode for you that is a sneak peek into our 30-day experience called Full Send. And I wanted to share this portion with you on the podcast for a few reasons. And one, this is what happens when I get asked questions, when I just get into flow, when I go on a rant. My clients call it a Steph rant. They call it a tangent. And, you know, it's when I just flow and say whatever comes to mind. And so this might be for you and you might be like, dang, I need more of that. Or you might be like, this is not for me. And that's totally okay too. But I think a bigger reason I wanted to share it with you is because so many of you have these big dreams, goals, aspirations that you're just sitting on. You're sitting on them because you're scared of judgment. You're scared of failure. You're scared of what others are going to think of you. You're scared of what happens if it doesn't work out. You're scared of what happens if it does work out. And I just wanted to come in here and be like, these are the kind of conversations we have inside of our programs that move the needle for people. They get people really inspired to take action because, again, it's not just about knowledge. It's about taking action to get to where you want to be. And so I want you to have a listen and see what you're missing out on.
Okay, the other question, and I think that this is perfect, what you're going into in the next stories. Eliana said, I feel like parts of me are doing things on each level, but at the same time, I feel like I'm just stuck in Survivor. And we talked about this right before this call.
Yeah. It's because you like being stuck. I know that's not what you want to hear. We're trying to tap into it, but we're not making a commitment that we're just going to live there. And this is, again, comes back to the like, life will never be the same. And so even before we got on here, I was chatting with Brandy and I was like, here's the deal. When you decide that life will never be the same, you're also deciding that you're going to claim a new identity, right? And it's also like, just think about it. If somebody who's an alcoholic decides that they're no longer going to be an alcoholic, they don't go back to being an alcoholic because you've made a decision in that moment. And so if you're going to be somebody who actually decides to move out of survival, you won't go back there. Because you're going to lead yourself differently. You're going to look at your numbers. You're not going to have an emotional attachment to your money. You're going to personally raise your vibration. You guys heard me talk on other calls that means you need to cut off a lot of people that have access to you. That's why your vibration sucks. That's why you're broke, because you're hanging out with broke people. That's why I invite all of you to hang out with us at TWP. There's a lot of people in here printing money. And that's another thing that Kyle and I talked about this morning when we were on a walk is, I was like, how did we move out of that hustler mode though? And he was like, we got in rooms where people were doing revenue inside of a month that we were doing all year. And we decided we wanted that. We decided that we wanted more, and we weren't interested just in what they could teach us. We were interested in how they were leading their lives. We were interested in the decisions they were making. Who are they as a spouse? How do they treat their partner? How do they treat their children? How are they, taking care of their bodies? We started studying the people who were doing those things, and we were like, okay, that's how we need to lead our lives. Right? I'm not joking when I say I don't have that many friends except for the people in TWP, because I only want to be around high energy, high vibe people. Yeah, no broke boys. We don't want that. Okay. For some of you, maybe your spouse only needs to be a friend. For some of you, maybe you need to put your spouse in the doghouse and be like, bro, until you increase your energy, I'm not interested in having a conversation. Some of you aren't willing to do the thing right in front of you that scares you the most that would change the entire fucking game for you. You don't need me to tell you what it is. You already know. If you close your eyes at night and you're like, what's one decision I need to make in this moment that's going to raise my vibration? The first thing that comes to your mind and the thing that scares you the most is exactly what you need to do. Who's going to be willing to do it? Top 5%, the people who are actually committed to becoming an alchemist, not the people who are just going to talk about it and forget it 30 days from now. Action will remove the fear every single time. Consistency will remove the fear every single time. I laugh because I start working with these new practitioners and they're like, I want to make $1 million and work 20 hours a week. And I'm like, I love that for you. In 20 years, that'll happen. Because you're not willing to do what's required in this moment to speed up the timeline. This entire pyramid that I downloaded at 7 p.m. last night and that I'm teaching you now was created and was learned and embodied because I wanted to speed up my own timeline. I didn't want, the first time I built a million-dollar company, it took me 5 years. The second time, it took me 3 years. The most recent time, it took me 18 months because I got committed to just shifting my identity, releasing what no longer served me as quickly as possible, not waiting for somebody to tell me what to do, me getting quiet and being like, how do I need to lead myself through this moment? Most recently, again, I want to talk to you guys about like how timelines are made up and that sort of thing. And so is it cool if I tell you guys just like a couple personal stories that have happened to me like legit in the last 12 months? So in January, beautiful January rolled around. It was freezing tits in New Jersey and we were having massive growth. We did full send in November. So we were going full send on our own and that just kept going and going and going and going inside of the business. And I had a very small team and it was me and Brandy. And then we had Gabrielle and Nikki. For those of you that don't know, Gabrielle and Nikki are our support coaches. They also have very successful practices, like very, very busy, high volume practices that they're CEOs of. And so the people working on this business every single day were me and Brandy. And we tried to hire three different VAs in a course of 3 weeks. We had to fire them all because one fell asleep on a Zoom call and two didn't show up. One couldn't even spell. And we were like, okay, we're not going to do the VA thing. We're over it. Okay. Inside of 6 days, I did six figures in revenue inside of one company, And I was like, oh shit, life is never going to be the same after this. Life will never be the same because now I have crossed a new threshold and I cannot unknow what I know. If I know that I can produce six figures in 6 days, I can't unknow this. I wish I could. I wish I could because life would be easier if I didn't know what my potential was. But now that I know what my potential is, there is no reality where this does not become my new normal. There is no reality where this does not become my baseline. And inside of the 3 weeks of January, it was the first time we'd hit our 400K month. And inside of that, we had hardly no team. We hosted an event that everybody literally couldn't get to. All of their flights were delayed. We hosted it in Texas. Texas had the worst snowstorm in history. And still, we had a massively successful month. So some of us are so attached to the idea that we only make money when things are going good. I just obliterated that. I can just make money when everything else is going to shit because it's my energy. If I maintain my energy, if I carry my energy through, money is going to have to show up. If I am committed to providing value for other people, money is going to show up regardless of what's happening around me. That was the first time I realized what an alchemist is. They are unbothered by their surroundings. They are not outsourcing their power to outside places and being like, I'm only going to make money when the sun is shining. The amount of people that hit me up in my DMs that wanted me to fix every fucking issue in their life that they had and that wanted me to convince them that they were worth $33 or $55 was insane. I didn't even sell them. I was like, I think it's not for you, bro. I'm good. If you need an external force to come and convince you to do this, you are not for me and I am not for you. And what a beautiful thing that is. What a beautiful thing that is. Because I want to pour into the people who get it, who the people are willing to do something different, the people who are willing to go and say, yeah, life will never be the same because I just decided it won't be in this moment. And so then I couldn't have even taught you guys this 12 months ago. And that's what I really want you to understand. I wouldn't have been able to teach you this 12 months ago because I hadn't even tapped into Alchemist. I didn't even know what it was until then. And when I could maintain my energy through chaos around me, swirling, ask the team, everybody was dying in January. You didn't know it though, because you didn't know it, because we lead with energy and we used it as an opportunity to get stronger, to get better, to get faster. And so then there's been other scenarios that have came up since then, right? Where you're brushed up against your edge and you're like, oh, am I going to go for it? And you just have that voice inside of you of like, but if I don't go for it, I'm going to regret it. And so then I decided we were going to do Profit and Purpose. And after Profit and Purpose, I said, I'm ready to go next level. This feels like I've already done it before. Profit and Purpose was an amazing event. I loved it. People had breakthroughs. The whole fucking room was crying. It was so powerful. And I also decided this isn't big enough. This isn't what I want to do. And the moment I decided that, I then got asked to speak on a 1,000-person stage. And you know what happens after you speak on a 1,000-person stage? You just can't go back to life being the same. You can't, because now you're like, I know that I can influence 1,000. Why would I settle for 100 in a room in an event if I know I can do more? Right? Then I invested $40K into a brand shoot in New York City with this beautiful $1,000 dress that I have on. Do you think that I'm ever going to be able to go back to photo shoots where I'm like, in my little fucking blazer and my tweed pants? No. Life will never be the same after that. Life will never be the same because I was willing to freaking go for it. I was willing to say, damn, this makes me really uncomfortable. Do I really need $1,000 dresses? And then it was like, hell yes, you do. Hell yes, you do. Because why the fuck not? Some of you are sitting here convincing you that your goals and your aspirations and your dreams are too big. I think you're just scratching the surface. I think you haven't even came close to what's possible for you. My entire life is I'm just going to fuck around and find out. Why not? Why not? Because everything good that I have has came from me leading myself that way. Just going full send, all in. This feels a little scary. Good. That means I should do it. I wouldn't be sitting here leading hundreds and hundreds of you if I never would have invested into myself. You guys have probably heard this story, but in 2019, Kyle and I invested $25K to spend 2 days with Jay Abraham. And that weekend, it changed our entire life. We did not have $25K. We asked for a payment plan. We confirmed it with our accountant that half of it was going to be, or that it was going to be a business expense and it would help us on our taxes. Like, we got creative. We got resourceful because we knew if we just got in a room with people making way more money than what we were, everything would change. Our brain, our chemistry, our DNA starts rewiring itself. And so that's what we did. And I can tell you, see, now we got another thing. Now we got more letters that you guys have to remember. FAFO, baby. BDQ, LFG, FAFO. I love it. This is literally so possible for you, the way that it's possible for me. And the fact is that for a lot of you that are here and that know that more is possible, but you're not sure how, my goal is for us to not even worry about the how. We don't have to fix the how in these 30 days together, okay? I don't want you to start dampening your energy when you're like, well, how am I going to create this? And how am I going to double revenue? And if I'm seeing 20 new patients, I need to see 50. And I only have 5 clients that are paying me $1,000. Like, what am I going to do? And I need to leave my job because now I know you W-2s want to leave your job, except for my team. Team TWP does not want to leave their job, okay? Because we have a shit ton of fun over here. But don't worry about the how. I just need you to allow me to infiltrate your mind with the possibility that it's possible for you before we start worrying about the how. The how will figure itself out. By the way that you accelerate time to how is you just try something new over and over and stay consistent. But some of you are so committed to trying new things that you never keep with one thing long enough to actually see results. You're like, oh, this is working. I'm going to change my marketing strategy. Oh, this is working. I guess I'm going to change my hours. Oh, this is working. I'm going to just increase my fees now. It's like, wait a minute. Why are we going to stop doing what got us here? Sometimes we need to tweak the strategy, but sometimes we just need to be consistent for a little bit longer. Sometimes we need to keep our messaging for just a little bit longer. Sometimes we need to say the same thing over and over again because we're bored with it. Doesn't mean that our market's bored with it. Sometimes we have to tell the same story over and over again. I've told that Jay Abraham story 150 times by this point, but it's still true. The fact is, it still had a massive impact on my life. Are you guys having fun? I see some smiles. I love when you smile back at me on camera because it's so weird, by the way, to be up here just like yelling at a screen to 450 of you. I would love, we have like 15 minutes. If anybody has a burning question, a burning desire, Brandy, is there anything that I forgot to say that we were chatting about this morning?
No, Steph, I think that you hit it. And I really want to dig in and really drive home that this isn't just something that you read, right? Like, this is something that you have embodied through years, through trial and error. And so the biggest thing is to heavy on the trial and error.
I just love that people are like, please keep yelling at us.
Literally, I'm like, who needs David Goggins when you have Stephanie Whitner? You know what,
Brandy, too? I would love, just honestly, because a lot of you that are here with me know my story and know, like, you know, you've been following me on social, or maybe one of your friends, family were like, you just got to get in this thing, listen to this girl. But like, I don't know if Alejandro's on here. I would love to just pull him up and have him share too, because Alejandro, for those of you guys that don't know him, he's one of my favorite clients. He has an amazing story. He came from Puerto Rico, didn't even know English, and he has just completely transformed his life. Alejandro, let us know if you're still here in the chat. He's completely transformed his life. And you want to talk about operating from scarcity and operating from this baseline of surviving, he came to a country where he didn't know English. So I would love for you to just share your story.
What's up? Thank you, Steph.
Yes.
Short and quick. Yeah, absolutely. So in 2017, I was living in Puerto Rico. I'm not smart, you know, so I was trying to make it in college. Big hurricane came and I thankfully, we didn't have power or anything. And thankfully, my brother moved me with him to the States. And that's when my life changed. I didn't know English and I just came with two underwears, two shorts and t-shirts and my flip-flops with a backpack. And that's when I was in scarcity mode. And I was like, I have to go back to Puerto Rico and basically keep living my life of like not doing good things or start all over. So I decided to start all over. 2018, first day in school, I met my beautiful wife. She's a badass female. She taught me English, still teaching me. And I built our clinic with her. We have three clinics right now. We're doing pretty good, but I was living on scarcity mode. And I told her, hey, I saw this lady. Honestly, she's a bad bitch. I think we should start working with her. And we were working with a management group, not the same, totally different, whole different ballgame. So we met Steph and our life basically changed to the point that right now we live on a beautiful mini ranch because we were out of scarcity mode. I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to live on my little 3-2 home, $1,100 on the mortgage. And Emily unfortunately brought this to Steph and Steph is like, bitch, you better like buy that house right now. So we did it. You know, she is going to push you hard. We were living on scarcity like big time. And thankfully, like switching that to abundance has been a whole game changer. And what you were saying, Steph, is totally on point of the witchy-woochy. I was one of those, you know, like as a believer, I'm like, oh, that's from the devil, you know, witchy-woosh. Like, I don't believe in all that. That's BS. You know, that's just me putting things into my mind. Once I switch my mindset, like everything changed, you know, like Emily buys something. I'm like, okay, cool, sweet. Like everything will come back from the universe. So to the point that we have three clinics and two of the doctors of one of the clinics are here. Cause I was like, I cannot teach you this stuff, guys. Like this is stuff that I cannot teach you, but if you join Full Send, like you're going to get it, you know, and I need you guys to get it if you want to get to the next level. So 100% game changer.
I love that so much. And the thing that I love too, that, you know, I want you to share, Alejandro, is like, yes, when you came into my world, it was like, okay, let's redo this scarcity thinking. But like that scarcity and that survivor served him through his life. He had to be a survivor to learn English. We would never want to have shame and anxiety around that skill set. It is such a beautiful skill set. A lot of you had faced like really insane hardships in your life where being a survivor and a hustler has served you so beautifully. But there's also aspects where if we stay in those stages, we're never going to tap into our potential. And so a lot of our work together has been like, let's just make, you know, the manifestor and the strategist and the alchemist our baseline so that we can make decisions from that place. And also even he's saying he has three very, very successful clinics. He lives in his dream home now. He's able to have way more autonomy over his schedule. And you know what? Just a month ago on a call, we were working on his mindset because it is going to rear up at a new level that you start paying at. It's not like you fix your money mindset and you're like, cool, I never have to look at this again. On to the next. Like I still work on my own mindset every day because you know what? Another growth moment when I realized, okay, if I'm going to blow this company up the way that I said it was, then I am going to need high, high level people. I had never invested as much money into team members as I have in the last 3 months. And guess what? That weary little hustle girl came up and was like, oh my God, you're spending more money. You better start working harder. You better start working more because you're spending it. You got to start clocking in 12, 15 hour days again. And there's going to be periods of our life where hustle is required. You know, again, Kyle is hustling right now. He leaves 8 a.m., gets home at 8 p.m. It's not forever though. It's to get us closer to our goals. And some of you need to dive into hustler a little bit more and be willing to do whatever it takes to get to where you want to be. I think we need to exercise that muscle inside of you. And then some of you need to move out and say, you know what? I've proven to myself I can do this. What if I just let it be easier now? What's the worst that can freaking happen? And I just think that we've been told a lie for most of us, most of our lives. I know some of you had like beautiful families. I don't know if any of you are trust fund babies. If you are, that's cool. Tell me what to do because I want Jethro to be a trust fund baby. I need to know what to do not to mess him up. But most of us did not come from massive amounts of money. And it is our moral obligation to decide and draw the line in the sand. If I didn't come from you, I want to become it. If you don't, there is no shame in that. But I think you joined Full Send for a reason. I think Full Send was a permission slip to you to say, damn, I do want more. I'm going to go over here in this place where people say it and aren't ashamed of it. Let me see. I see a great question. If you want to lead your team, you just lead yourself better too, which I know all the people inside of TWP are doing, but you can just have money conversations with them. The same way that we're talking about different, dive into the Full Send frequency and the five things. I think I got distracted earlier, by the way, when I was telling them, but like the either or trap, the control conundrum, the fear-based mindset, like dive into all those with them and help them understand where it's coming from. Help them understand like, oh, you're making decisions from this place. And that's also affecting the business in a negative way. And so the thing is that you can start to get them to understand is the business does better, you're going to do better. Here's all the things. And sometimes our team needs us to call them out and be like, hey, you're not spending your time. Anybody drop in the chat if you've ever had a team member tell you that they're tired, that they're overwhelmed. That's an identity that can be changed. They like being overwhelmed. Maybe your system sucks and you need to hire TWP because we can fix that and we can improve a lot of things inside your business so your team won't feel overwhelmed and stretched and not good. But if you are tired, they are doing things that are dampening their energy. A lot of people don't even know that they have access to this source of energy. You have to coach them. You have to tell them. You have to say, like, you are capable of so much more. I hate that you're limiting yourself in that way. I hate that you think this is all you got because you know what I do? I see more in you. I see more in you than you see in yourself. And I want to be able to communicate that and translate that onto you. How come you don't think you can do more than this? It's not just to throw 10 other tasks at them and be like, figure it out. It's like, let's coach them up through it. Let's love them up through it and be like, why don't you think you're capable of more? Because I see it in you. And leading your life that way and talking that way, you're pouring into your patients, you're pouring into your clients, you're pouring into your students, whatever it is that you do, you're pouring into your stylists. Like, how can you coach them up and get them to see that more is possible for them too? But you have to lead yourself that way. I say all the time, the leader I was when I was leading my very first business is not the leader I am today. This team that works for me at TWP wouldn't have worked for Stephanie 10 years ago because Stephanie wasn't leading herself in the best possible way. She wasn't leading with a high vibration. She wasn't leading with an abundance mindset. She wasn't leading with possibility. If you want to attract high quality team, you have to lead yourself better. There is so much that is available to you in this moment. And so before we end today, I want to end on this. By the way, we're giving away cool prizes inside of Full Send, okay? When I decided that I wanted to move from like a 2-week thing to a 4-week thing, I was like, I want to just give away money. I want to give away prizes. I want to give away swag. And so the ways that you get entered to win prizes is our first thing we're going to do, we're going to drop a custom chat GPT prompt for you that's going to help you start to unpack some of your money mindset. So one of the things at TWP, we love using AI systems and automations to speed up the process of having these breakthroughs. We also love to use it to systematize the business and speed that up so that you can keep your profit margins high. And so we're going to give you a custom chat GPT that you can use to start to unpack some of your mindset. Okay. And also, if you use that and really share a takeaway on the discussion board that you had from this call, you're going to get entered to win a prize. And then also, if you tag us on social media, definitely make sure that you tag Wealthy Practitioners. If you're not following us there yet, please do. Tag us there and write on your social post, on your story. I'm not even asking for it to be on the feed. On the story, life will never be the same. And if you want to share something that's going to activate your clients too, do that. People will be like, Steph, how did you get into coaching? I just shared my life. I just shared my life. I shared what I was doing. I shared when I was sitting down and having CEO time. You know what? It got me more patients in the practice because they saw how much I cared about the practice. I shared what I was doing with my husband. I shared that I was learning from mentors, that I was studying things. And so if you're committed to not being a hustler anymore, share that, claim that. Just like I saw somebody in the chat earlier claiming like, oh my God, I'm claiming that I want to be filthy rich. I freaking love that. The universe conspires on your behalf. Energy starts going in motion when you actually get clear on what it is you actually want. Some of you need to sit down and just have an hour meeting with yourself and sit in silence and be like, what is it that I actually freaking want? Because you don't know. And so that's why you have a hard time getting out of survivor mode. When you know what it is you want, you claim life will never be the same, and you take aligned action, you have no other option but to win. That is the recipe. It's so freaking easy. Most people will never do it. Know what you want. Claim that it's yours. Take aligned action and don't give up. BDQ, baby. I love you. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.